Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, it's a Super Bowl Monday. We all know what we were focused on yesterday. And actually, President Trump was at the Super Bowl. I did not realize until last week that he is the first sitting president to go to a Super Bowl. I guess because they always have that presidential interview,
yeah,
which Joe Biden did not do last year, but they usually do it. I don't know why I assumed a president had been to the Super Bowl before. But no, this was the first time. So joining us now, while we're on the topic of presidents and politics in Washington, D.C., is Chris Saliza, political commentator and author of the daily newsletter So What?, who joins us on a Monday, as we established last week, he will always do, I think, as long as he agrees to it. Chris, how are you?
Hello, hello, hello. I am good.
Are you having a sluggish post Super Bowl Monday, or are you doing okay?
No, man, I'm up and grinding because the game was so uninteresting, yeah, that I was in bed earlier than usual, to be totally honest. Now, that said, I did coach a rec basketball game yesterday for my 12-year-old, so I put a lot into that. So I was pretty tuckered out by about 10:30 p.m.
I can imagine. Well, let's start with this new CBS News poll that came out that showed some pretty positive numbers for President Trump's overall job rating, the way they view him as doing what he promised to do. So the overall job rating, 53% approve, 47% disapprove. And I think that 53% approval rating, is that a record high for him?
It is in that poll. I mean, this is the thing that you have to remember. When it comes to Donald Trump, so Gallup did a poll every month of Donald Trump's presidency, and not one time was his approval rating 50% or higher in his first term. So that, by the way, that had never happened before. So this is not someone who has ever enjoyed majority support in the country in terms of how people think he's doing his job. So 53% is like 70% for Donald Trump. I mean, I do think he benefits a little bit from the context, right? He's taking over from Joe Biden, who many people thought was sort of not super energetic, not very active, kind of weak. I mean, that's why Joe Biden ultimately got out of the race and why I think Democrats ultimately lost the race to Donald Trump. So I think Trump, look, just look at what he did on Sunday. He plays golf in the morning with Tiger Woods. On the way to the Super Bowl, he signs the Gulf of America executive order. At the Super Bowl, you know, he's there, he's saluting during the national anthem. After the Super Bowl, he says, we're going to get rid of the penny, which, by the way, is probably the most popular thing he's ever proposed. You know, so he's just the guy. Oh, and I forgot to mention, he, unlike Biden, does the traditional sit-down Super Bowl interview. So he's kind of everywhere you look. I mean, that's on purpose, but I think that contrast with Biden, where you were kind of like, we haven't seen him in a week, I think that is driving at least some of his positive numbers.
So one of the people that was positive that he brought along with him was Elon Musk, the world's richest man. He had popularity as well. People were happy that he was turning over power and stuff to Elon Musk. Is Elon Musk retaining that same level of popularity with the president?
No. So I would say Elon's not wearing as well as Donald Trump. I think people, look, generally speaking, people like the idea of like a guy who's been very successful in the business world kind of coming to the world of politics and bringing what he's learned. But I think Elon's kind of approach to all of this, which is like take a meat cleaver to every or at least a number of federal agencies, I think doesn't sit all that well with people. So, look, I've predicted this for a long time, and I'm far from the only one. I just do not see the Trump-Musk bromance lasting, you know, by next Super Bowl. My guess is this thing is kaput. And part of that will be because if Elon Musk gets less popular, Donald Trump does not like to surround himself with things that are not popular. It's not who he is. It's not what he does. So I just think that that relationship is doomed. They're too alike. I think Donald Trump's okay with it right now, but every time you see a headline that says President Musk, I guarantee you it bothers Donald Trump.
Were there any specific reforms or actions that the president is doing that could be a credit to his popularity? Like, do people like what he's up to with USAID?
Sure. So I would say in general, if you ask the average person on the street, what is USAID and what it does? No one knows. I mean, if one out of 100 people knew, I'd be surprised. So I think as long as it's framed as we've got this big agency that's giving away lots of money to foreign countries and they're supporting some woke policies, I think that would be popular. The thing he's doing that's the most popular is the focus on immigration, mm-hmm. the sort of hardline tactics on immigration. Look, that is one of the reasons, one of the big reasons why he was elected, was people said, like, the system is broken and we need tough people who are willing to do hard, you know, hard impolitic things to fix it. So that's where he's in his best shape. And I'll point out that CBS YouGov poll that you guys cited at the top, 70% of people said that Donald Trump was tough. And that they like that. And I think that that's a very important part of his appeal. Like, you may not agree with everything he does, but people kind of like this idea of a muscular America and a muscular American foreign policy. And I think at least in the near term, and who knows about medium term and long term, but in the near term, that is wearing well for him.
Yes. Just to follow up on that point, according to the CBS poll as well, that 59% of people approve of Trump's program to deport immigrants yep. illegally in the U.S., and 64% approve of sending U.S. troops to the U.S.-Mexico border. So he really does have the approval of the American people when it comes to his immigration policies. Quick note before we get to the penny, because I want to ask you about the penny.
I have a lot of penny research. Do you have an hour? No, go ahead.
Yes, we've got 4 hours. right before we get to the penny, just going back to what you said about the executive order on the Gulf of America, what does that actually mean? Will our Google Maps change?
I don't think so. I don't know is the short answer.
Yeah.
I was not a cartography major in college, and I don't know, like, how these big companies, Apple Maps, Google Maps, are going to react. I mean, this is what I would say. There are mountains and there are molehills when it comes to Donald Trump. I think Democrats make a mistake when they try to turn everything into a mountain. This strikes me as a molehill. Like, yes, it is a shiny object, but no, it doesn't. Like, the water is not going to change to a different color. It's not suddenly going to get 20 degrees warmer. It's still the same body of water, right? Like, it's like when we started calling French fries freedom fries. Like, you know what I mean? Like, don't get distracted. He is going to do enough things that I think are right on the line of legal that it's worth focusing on things like birthright citizenship and, some of the stuff he's doing with USAID and the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. Like, those are things that I think are worth really digging into. That, I leave it up to the map makers. But even if they do change it, I don't really care.
So what about the penny? Do you care about the penny?
So this is fascinating. So, I mean, I mentioned this at the top, but I will say this. I'm going to make a video on this for my YouTube channel because I'm super interested in it. And I have, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. I have 9 Post-it notes on my desk about the history of the penny. I am not going to go through them right now. But what I will say is getting rid of the penny since 1976, this has been something that the government has been trying to do. Now, again, it's not clear to me that the president has control of this. The Congress started the U.S. Mint in 1792. Most policies that govern the Mint and what it does are decided by Congress. Past efforts, and this has happened in 1989, 1990, 2015, 2023. There have been multiple attempts to get rid of the penny, have all gone through Congress. So we'll see if him ordering the Mint to not make any more actually has an effect. I will tell you this, though, here in the unintended consequences department, I'll go out on this point. The penny costs roughly 3 cents to make now. For the last 19 years, it's cost more to make than it's worth. You know what costs 13 cents to make? The nickel. It's almost three times more expensive than the face value of it. So if we get rid of pennies, they'll come for the nickel next. And that will be, I think, a potential problem, because that is something that is way more expensive. Like, you're trying to get rid of coins no one uses. The penny is an easy target. But it's the nickel where you really save your money.
Well,
okay,
yeah.
That's my penny rant.
No, that's a good one, because I mean, I think my first question is, if you start rounding up, doesn't this hurt low-income consumers?
Yes, and that's, you know, I think that's been, in all seriousness, that's been the argument against it for a very long time, is, you know, this rounding up. Sure, it doesn't matter if all, you know, you Apple Pay for everything and we're, you know, this cashless society, but lower income people are not in a cashless society. And that kind of, you know, it, literally pennies do add up. The only thing I will say is, you know, obviously I've gone too deep into the penny research, but do you know that there are 724 pennies for every man, woman, and child in the United States? So you could give 724 pennies to every man, woman, and child in the U.S. That's how many are in circulation. 240 billion.
That's a lot of pennies.
Billion.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you see people tossing away pennies, especially younger generations, I feel like, have no regard whatsoever for change, even up to quarters, which I know we're not going to get rid of quarters, but younger people just don't seem to care about change.
No, I mean, where was I? I was somewhere recently, and an older gentleman, like in his 70s, he was trying to pay cash. Oh, I was at a hotel. I was at a Starbucks at a hotel in Texas. He was trying to pay cash for his drink, and they were like, we're cashless. And so increasingly, I think we're going to move to that. And I think that's where you get people saying, like, why do we have this thing that is worth a cent, that costs 3 cents, that very few people use? And I'll note, by the way, there's not that much polling on it, but it's very bipartisan. 58% of people overall want to get rid of the penny. That's 59% of Democrats, 60% of Independents, and 57% of Republicans. Like I said, it's probably the most popular, most bipartisan thing Donald Trump will propose in his entire 4 years in office.
Man. So your video on the penny should be up shortly?
It will be up shortly, and on my YouTube channel, which is just youtube.com/Chris Cilizza, C-I-L-L-I-Z-Z-A. And I have a question. Can I also be named Chief Currency Correspondent for KMOX?
100%. All right, I'm going to write this down right now. Our producer's taking a note. Chief
that
Currency.
That will require a significant raise.
Okay, we will double what you're getting now.
Yeah, the penny for his thoughts.
Well played.
Chris, you are the best. People, like you said, can catch your work on your YouTube channel. You are also the author of the daily newsletter, So What, with Chris Cilizza. Chris, we appreciate it, and we look forward to talking to you, talking more currency next Monday.
Take care.
Thank you. That is Chris Cilizza. Again, he has a YouTube channel and then also the daily newsletter, So What. All right. We got to get to some Super Bowl commercials because
they cost some pennies.
That you talk about some pennies. They dropped a lot of pennies on those. Some commercials were more boobalicious than others,
hey,
I guess
now.
We could say.
I like that. The commercials.
The awkwardness of watching certain commercials with your family members.
Right?
He's Michael Kelly. I'm Amy Mark Scores. It's the Chris and Amy Show on KMOX.